Our story begins in the Malone apartment, where Mac and Raven are talking in the living room.
Mac, I'm so glad you took an extra day off from work.
I needed it after all the craziness of the weekend. It was great having family in and out of here, but I was hoping for some downtime, just the two of us.
Well, it seems like we're alone today. Just us and Marty.
Exactly. I think you're reading my mind. Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
It's been way too long, Mac.
I agree, and I want to make it special.
It's always special with you.
Work with me here. Hold on.
Aw, our song.
May I have this dance, Mrs. Malone?
In the living room? In the middle of the day?
This isn't the living room. It's our wedding reception. Just close your eyes and pretend.
Then I'd love to dance with you, Mr. Malone.
And baby, 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 when I think of how you saved me, I go crazy.
Mac, what are you doing?
I've never known love. I'm serenading you.
Maybe you should just let Sammy sing this one.
What are you talking about? You love my singing, right?
Well, to be honest.
Come on. I sang in your ear when we danced to this song at our wedding. You said you loved it.
That must have been after a few glasses of champagne.
Oh, that's cold.
I'm sorry. You're an excellent singer, honey.
Don't try to butter me up now.
Do I really need to?
No, of course not. You know, what do you say we take this party upstairs?
I thought you'd never ask.
At Manhattan Monthly, Rex is working in his office when Perry walks in.
Hi, Rex.
Hello, Perry. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I went to Mac and Raven's for Thanksgiving dinner.
Great. I'm sure Raven had a feast there.
She did. I talked to Mac.
You talked to Mac? About?
About you, Rex. I hope you won't be mad, but we were talking before dinner, and I told him that you needed your best friend. I didn't want to get into the middle of your relationship with Mac, but I love you, Rex, and I hate seeing you hurting because of Mac's reaction to you coming out.
And what did he say?
He basically told me to mind my own business. I'm really sorry if I made things worse for you, Rex. I didn't mean to do that.
Well, I would have preferred if you hadn't talked to him, but funny thing happened on Thanksgiving Day.
What?
In the middle of Thanksgiving dinner, Mac called me.
He did?
Yeah. He said he wanted to wish me a happy Thanksgiving. And we said a few words, and that was it. But it really made my day. I felt like he was reaching out to me.
Rex, that's great. I know he left the table for a few minutes during dinner, but I had no idea he was leaving to call you.
I guess I have to thank you for that call.
No, don't give me any credit.
No matter what Mac said to you, your words obviously struck a chord with him. It at least gave me hope that we'll be able to work things out.
Well, if I had any part of that, then I'm glad. I want to see you happy, Rex.
Thanks.
Hey, did you see the email about the monthly holiday party? I guess a lot of people are coming this year, so they changed to a bigger ballroom at the Marriott Marquis.
I saw that. I can't believe it's only a few days away.
Are you going? I mean, we haven't talked about it yet.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it much. This year has flown by.
I know last year, I made a fool of myself getting drunk and telling you how I felt. But looking back on it, I think it was a beginning for us.
It definitely triggered a lot of feelings inside for me that I didn't even know I had.
Do you think you might want to go with me this year? I know you're not really out of work yet, but we could go as friends. I don't think anyone would even think twice.
Sure.
Really? You'll go?
Why not? It will give us a chance to kick back and maybe forget about all the angst of this year. We need that.
I couldn't agree more.
A Dr. Sellers' office, Marilyn has just arrived and is sitting in the waiting area.
Oh, why don't these waiting rooms have decent magazines? Just calm down, Marilyn. Why are you so nervous? Everything's fine. Whatever it is, it's nothing. It has to be. Hi.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.